Late yesterday afternoon, after days of indecision, the Victorian government, the Andrews State Labor government, announced through the Minister Marlene Caruso, who we've been asking for every day now for a week, apparently she's in witness protection, they finally announced that there did need to be some further scrutiny of the allegations that have been published day after day after day since last Friday by Channel 9 and The Age and Sydney Morning Herald about skullduggery behind the scenes in Melbourne's casino and around Australia, with in particular Chinese junkets bringing people to launder money here in Australia. Yesterday's announcement was that the Victorian Commission for Gaming and Liquor Regulation, the VCGLR, would take a closer look at what's going on at Crown Casino. Catherine Myers is the CEO of the VCGLR. It's all up to her now. Ms. Myers, good morning to you.
Good morning, John.
Specifically, what have you been asked to look at?
So the Minister's asked the VCGLR to re-examine the issues that have been in the media in the last week, and we've committed to looking at those matters, many of which we looked at in our sixth casino review, a detailed investigation into the suitability of Crown to continue to hold the casino licence.
I don't want to be unkind, but given that you're supposed to have been looking at these issues already, what will you find looking at them again that you didn't see the first time?
Well, I think when you look at the details within the six casino review, we engaged with the other enforcement agencies and regulators. So when we think about issues such as money laundering, we engaged in that investigation with AUSTRAC, and we know that AUSTRAC have done work with casinos across the country to examine their processes and procedures around money laundering. So part of this re-examination will be connecting with those agencies with matters that relate to their jurisdiction, to see if there's any data or evidence that they need to provide to us that's relevant to Crown's obligations within the state.
So are you just looking at more pieces of paper? Is that what's going to happen? Because clearly that doesn't work.
Well, I think what we need to do is a number of law enforcement agencies and regulators have announced investigations into the allegations that have been in the media in the last week.
The Commonwealth have announced two separate investigations, both by bodies that have next to no resources and next to no coercive powers. So what's the point of that?
Well, I think we need to cooperate with any investigations, and where we can obtain data and evidence that's relevant to Crown's obligations under the Casino Control Act in Victoria and the Gaming Regulation Act. If there's no new evidence or facts, then there may not be any further action for the Victorian regulator to take.
Does it occur to you and your hard-working staff that there's two completely separate levels at which things take place? There's the paper trail, the so-called respectable and public filling in of documents, reporting according to law, everything's fine here, nothing to see. And then there's another whole level of activity that you guys know nothing about. It's going on every day, right under your noses, but no one fills in any pieces of paper. It's another layer of the economy, the casino and gambling economy, that you seem to be completely oblivious to.
Well, I wouldn't say we're oblivious to it.
Comes into the country on a private jet with $500 million of cash that gets washed through a casino. That's not popped up on any AUSTRAC report, has it?
Well, I don't know because I'm not AUSTRAC. So what I know is that those are matters for federal agencies, and that's the first checking point. Who's coming into the country? And that background check happens at a federal level.
I've had a look at your annual report, and it doesn't exactly read like a thriller, but then it's not written with that in mind.
No.
22,500 liquor licences being checked, 620 keno, 740 lottery outlets, 30,000 poker machines, 500 pokies venues, and one casino. What proportion of your resources are allocated to the casino?
We have a dedicated casino team that operates 24 hours a day, 7 days a week.
How many people work in that team?
That we run a roster of people. So at any given time, there might be 13 people on the roster for the month.
For the month?
Well, we run different shifts throughout.
So on any given day, how many people?
There's two staff.
Two?
Two staff, correct.
How many people does the casino employ?
I don't have those figures with me, John.
Tens of thousands. It's the biggest single-site employer in Victoria.
So we have other teams and systems in place. We have auditors that come in and audit, conduct financial audits. We have another team that works on system assurance audits. So it's not just the staff that are there 24 hours a day,
no,
7 days a week.
Reading
so
through.
There's a number of systems and controls that we have in place. We have reporting that comes out that we look at. If we have any matters that come to our attention that need referral to other agencies such as AUSTRAC, that happens.
I had a look through and disciplinary action. It seems you took to task the MAFRA Community Sports Club for failing to provide information about their community benefit fund. They didn't lodge their statement on time. The Australian Croatian Community Organisation were also given a letter of censure for not filling in a document and lodging it on time and so on. It goes, you're very good at making people comply with almost irrelevant pieces of paper. But meanwhile, right under your noses, according to these reports, and they were not denied the bulk of them in the full-page ad taken out by the directors of Crown Resorts yesterday, there is rampant criminal activity on a massive scale right under your noses, on your watch.
John, well, what I can say, if there is rampant criminal activity, that is absolutely a matter for Federal Police, Victoria Police, federal agencies that oversight the whole process of people coming into the country for the junket operations.
But is it that you're so under-resourced? I'm not in any way critical of the work that your people do, and I'm sure they're doing the best they can. The point being, you neither have the powers. You have no coercive powers, do you?
That's correct.
You haven't got the authority to go in, push down doors, inspect documents, demand answers, interrogate people, find out whether or not some of the people in the casino are, I don't know, mass murderers. You don't even have the power to make that inquiry, do you?
Well, we operate in a system of oversight as one regulator.
You're a document checking
agency.
There's
a whole range of regulators and law enforcement agencies. Well, I don't think we should have the powers that sit at other agencies. I think there's a whole system of oversight here, and we need to keep perspective about what the role of the Victorian Commission is in regard to gambling and liquor.
I understand that's your role, but the state government are trying to pull the wool over the community's eyes by saying everything's fine now. We've asked the VCGLR to go and check on things. It's not your role to do what they're saying you're going to do. Your role is to check that documents are properly filled in and lodged on time.
Our role is also to have relationships with these agencies, which we have. And so through those relationships, when we receive information that's relevant for the gambling and liquor within Victoria, we act on that.
What time frame have you been given for the investigation, such as it's called, that your organisation has been asked to conduct?
I've committed to getting back to the Minister within the next 2 to 3 weeks. And if we need further time because we've uncovered evidence or facts that we need to further investigate, then I'll notify the Minister of that.
And if indeed your investigations result in forming the conclusion, I might say I've formed it already, but you're in a much better position to do so, that you need extra powers and extra resources if the community is to be confident that activities of this kind are detected and dealt with, would you make that request to government?
Well, the Minister's asked her department to look at the regulatory oversight, and if it's determined that we need stronger powers, then the department will provide that advice to the Minister.
Thank you. I'm not wanting to be unkind or unfair, but there is an obvious frustration in the community with the frameworks that have been put in place. You're clearly doing a valiant effort with what you've been given. The question really is, have you been given what you need? Thank you so much for coming in today.
Thanks for your time, John.
Catherine Myers, CEO of the Victorian Commission for Gambling and Liquor Regulation.